New Assurance Wanderings with Rob Madison on the Grappa Radio Network.
Are you a Revenue Assurance muggle or a Tom Swift wizard? The big news this week is the release of what they promise will be the last of the Harry Potter movies. I'm not ashamed to admit that I too fell in love with Harry Potter and the magical world of Hogwarts. It wasn't hard for that to happen. I've always been a huge fan of science fiction and sword and sorcery stories. For those of you of my generation, you might remember a series of books about a teenager named Tom Swift. Tom Swift was a scientific genius son of a scientific genius millionaire father. Tom got to go around the world inventing, creating, and using fantastical futuristic devices. In each book, Tom was able to invent and use his devices while fighting off spies and villains. While there's several situational similarities between Harry Potter and Tom Swift, the real difference between them was not their situations, but the nature of their magic. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned, or maybe I'm just part of the older generation, but can you believe this new generation of telecoms technology? You'd have to be pretty much be dead to not realize that we're in the midst of an evolution and a revolution in the way we live our very lives. We live in a world where the pretend magic of Harry Potter is being replaced by a very real magic, a magic delivered through a combination of small, lightweight personal devices and near speed of light telecommunications. Even my grandmother can learn how to use an app. Let's face it, it's the ease of use, the accessibility of this technology that makes telecoms what it is today. And even though 10 years ago GSM rocked the world with its revolution, GSM technology is now Stone Age, old school. It's time to grow up, and it's time to put an end to the world of Harry Potter and an end to the world of old revenue assurance values. What simply baffles me is the way that so many of these old-school revenue assurance professionals, like Harry Potter's muggle relatives, are just clueless as to what's really going on here. These revenue assurance muggles stick their heads in the ground and obsess about things that might have been important 10 years ago, but which today represents such a small part of the nature of real revenue assurance that it makes me cringe. Come on, guys. Get with it. Trying to do modern revenue assurance, clinging to the concepts and approaches of even 3 years ago, is like trying to get rid of a troll with an Uglaramia spell. It just can't be done. Just look around you. Are you working on 10-year-old technologies? Are you working on solving problems you were dealing with even 5 years ago? How much of your definition of revenue assurance has changed in the past 6 months? How many new domains have you added to your team's area of coverage, and how many new technologies have you learned? A real test, is your job boring, or are you having trouble keeping up? That's what it's really all about. The U.S. government recently announced the end of wireline telecoms. Yes, that's right, it's scheduled. Would you believe 2018? That's not far ahead, is it? How long before GSM, the young maverick technology that took the world by storm, is displaced by LTE, HSPA, Wi-Fi, and WiMAX? 5 years? I doubt it'll take that long. LTE deployments are skyrocketing around the world, as are the new WiMAX technologies. So if you're sitting around trying to figure out how to yet shave a bunch of CDRs another way, it's time for you to wake up. Our companies have serious, immediate problems. Problems with things like, how does deep packet inspection work? How am I going to bill LTE and WiMAX? So many revenue assurance people today make a big deal out of doing little tiny things the right way. Like, oh, we saved and we cut down our CDR loss from 2% to 1.2%, while you turn around and they're losing millions and billions of dollars to new technologies, to roaming problems, GPRS problems. They ignore the big risks to revenue, and they think that they're doing such a great job because they're focusing on these little tiny micro areas. It's time for revenue assurance professionals to wake up and focus on what's really happening out there. Our telcos have gone insane with taking on new technologies, new business models, marketing out of control, convergent billing systems. There are technologies launched every day with no AAA. Companies are launching dozens and hundreds of marketing promotions on a monthly basis without any controls around their billing. They invest in technologies and deploy systems where they can't even imagine how it's going to be billed. All you have to do is look at the last 5 years of train wrecks with GPRS to know that we're in trouble. The new breed of revenue assurance professional is committed to one thing: the continuous reassessment of the company's risks to revenue, the continuous redeployment of resources. We go where the risks are, and we fight for the biggest returns possible. We do not rest on our laurels. We do not try to get better and better at doing things that nobody cares about. That's the future of revenue assurance, and that's where the truly innovative revenue assurance managers are moving.
If you want to get involved, if you'd like to see some ways and learn some new ways to get better at your revenue assurance, you might try doing what thousands of other revenue assurance professionals are doing, and that is get involved with GRAPPA. The GRAPPA standards are known around the world. Hundreds of telecoms have accepted them as their de facto standard for the practice of revenue assurance in their organization. GRAPPA's blogs and LinkedIn groups provide advice and community for revenue assurance professionals everywhere. And if you really want to get involved, GRAPPA has a new generation of committees and a new GRAPPA wiki, which will give more and more professionals the opportunity to participate and help shape the future of revenue assurance. And of course, GRAPPA's training and certification events.
There's several clear things that you can learn from your revenue assurance manager peers. First of all, we need to stay true to our values and our mission. We have to maintain the old school values of looking for risks wherever they are, holding operational managers as the primary responsible parties for leakage and loss. We need to learn how to do more with less, and we need to stop over-assuring things. Stop assuring things that are okay. Many revenue assurance managers have come to realize that the real job of revenue assurance is not to prevent leakage, but to protect margins. That's a very significant shift in understanding. It's a proactive, top-line view of revenue assurance as opposed to the old-fashioned, bottom-line, janitorial view. We need to work our way up the food chain and get involved where the risks are the greatest and where the rewards are in the most badly needed. Revenue assurance managers are learning how to assure forecasts. We have an entire new breed of market assurance controls, market assurance, new product development assurance. Revenue assurance teams are helping top management protect the company's profits from the top down instead of from the bottom up. We are getting proactive and we're protecting revenues right from the point of sale. That's where the risks are the biggest, that's where we're most badly needed, and that's where our skills are best applied. So instead of sitting back and thinking about how to count CDRs, we need to get involved. The lifeblood of the new telecom is new products and services. How are you helping your product developers assure that their launches are going to be successful? It's very simple. If you're not part of the solution, you are definitely part of the problem. We're learning how to right size, cut out activities that fail to add value, and focus on the things that yield the best return.
So ultimately, if you're a revenue assurance professional, you, like our telecommunications companies, are facing a decision. You need to decide whether you're going to get involved and try to help be part of the solution, or whether you're going to ignore it or just get out of the way and be part of the problem. So ultimately, the question you need to ask yourself is, am I a revenue assurance muggle or am I a revenue assurance wizard? And that, my friends, is the ultimate question that we need to ask ourselves as professionals in this business every day when we get up and go to work in the morning. Well, I hope this blog has given you something to think about, and I hope I can encourage all of you to get involved more with GRAPPA and with revenue assurance. It's an exciting world out there, and it sure would be great to have you join us. I think that's about enough for this time, so until next time, this is Rob Madison saying, be safe. We'll be right back.